Prayer of Thanksgiving to the Great Shepherd by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:6. Recently I was asked, "So Emily, how long have you known the Lord?" I wanted to be as concise as possible, but also transparent. So I explained that I've been coming to grips recently with the fact that I was most likely a false convert when I was a teen and into my early 20s. I didn't truly start following Christ until around 2008, the summer I graduated from college. It's the only way I can seem to make sense of the mess I lived in for 6 years after my profession of faith, after responding to an altar call at a youth conference. As I walked the aisle at that church, I responded to the news that Jesus died for my sins to be forgiven. Then eventually, ran right back into that same ditch, like a dumb sheep thinking I could rely on my own works and not Christ's finished work on the cross. God allowed me to fall, to fail, and create a home in my pit of self-righteousness and sin for 6 years. But thanks be to God, that wasn't the end of my story. The Lord didn't leave me in that pit, because one day I was rescued. We must remember that we cannot rescue ourselves out of a pit of sin. Jesus is the great shepherd who rescues his sheep. It's God who begins the work in our hearts, turning them from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. As God's creation, we're either sheep or we're goats. Matthew 25:32-33 tells us that one day Jesus will separate people into those two categories. Goats can never become sheep. If you're a sheep, you'll always be one. One day, lost, and in a moment, you'll be found and rescued and spiritually healed if you're his. God chose the day I would join his fold. Apart from God's Spirit, I can't choose him. My salvation was determined before the foundation of the world. Jesus rescued me from the pit, regardless of when I fully know the moment it happened or not. I don't believe all our testimonies of coming to faith in Christ can be packaged up into a nice little box with a bow. And that's because we aren't the author of the story. Our sovereign Lord is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. Philippians 1:6 tells us that he's faithful to complete the work he began in us. It says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You too might have a messy and complicated testimony and can't fully explain all of what you think the Lord was doing in your heart or when, but I can tell you that even when you've been faithless, God has been incredibly faithful. 2 Timothy 2:13. Even when I'm extremely dumb, hard-headed, and rebellious, he is wise, patient, and perfect on my behalf. Cling to him, beloved sheep, because you are his. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I rest in the finished work of the cross, not my own works. I trust that you are the only one who can save me from my sins. I'll never be able to earn your forgiveness, so I receive the gift of grace and thank you for the gift of faith in Christ alone for my salvation. Because of this, I know that you are my great shepherd and I am your sheep, whom you have rescued from the pit of destruction. I praise you and thank you for your faithfulness in my life. I ask that you give me an opportunity to praise you by sharing my testimony of how you have rescued me and changed me. Thank you, Jesus, for not letting me stay in that pit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.